I would like to call the meeting of the Taney County Commission back to order and from recess. Next order of business that we'll be taking up is declaration of public county library district. Who is it that we're going to be hearing from this morning? Jim?
Mrs. Weinfelder was on her way.
Okay.
The email I got said that it was moved from 10:30 to 11 because of business that you might take up related to the flood.
We didn't get that email.
So I would assume she's going to be here at 11.
Well, let's take care of the other things.
She's here.
Let me ask a question, Gail, since you brought that up. Do you anticipate that there would be others that might not come to for this discussion until 11? If that's the case, we will wait and do other business first.
That's a question.
Sarah?
And the question is, will other representatives?
Do you think you're... Well, Sarah, we would like to begin, and we're going to call on you as the first speaker to chat about a potential declaration of a public county library district within Taney County. So I will give you an option of either standing at the podium or sitting over here at this table where there's a microphone.
Well, let's sit at the table.
It's all yours.
Yes, ma'am. 6:30.
For emergency.
For those affected by this flood, if they have questions, they can come out and ask questions. We'll give a little briefing on what we've done, what we've experienced, and what we're going to be preparing for the near future with the lakes being so full.
Okay.
And then also CORE will be answering questions for those who may have a question about the flood control plan.
I was just reproducing it, the Planning and Zoning Office. And should members of the Planning and Zoning Commission be there?
We're just going to ask the new gentleman to show up,
okay.
Bob.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you'll hand those to the commission, please. Well, hello. My name is Sarah Kleinfelter, and it has been my privilege to, for over a year, work with a group of people that started out as the Taney Hills Community Library Legacy Project. The Taney Hills Library, as you know, has been in existence for 70-some years, run strictly and totally by volunteers. So there has never been any kind of public monies supporting that library whatsoever. We did many decisions, and the people from that original Legacy Committee are here, and you may want to kind of identify yourselves, because then, as the project went forth, and we realized that the Taney Hills Library is only one of three private libraries, and that the Forsyth Library was in exactly the same situation, and that the Rockaway Beach Library is in the same situation of being privately funded, privately supported, serviced with a volunteer system. And it became apparent, and I think my letter says something to the effect, that as we did strategic planning, we realized again that it was going to become increasingly difficult simply because cost of operation is going up, an increasingly aging of the volunteer force, and then the impact of technology on library services that is very, very costly. And so if, in fact, we were going to do anything, we needed to go for some public money. As I say, we've been meeting for over a year. We were joined, I think, about 6 months ago by the Forsyth Library, and then shortly after that, Mr. Van Danner of the Rockaway Beach Library joined us. So we're here to ask you simply to declare a public library district for Taney County. As we have said before, Taney County is the only library district that does first-class county that does not have any public library services for its citizens whatsoever. And in order for library services to continue and to expand and to serve the increasing needs of the citizens of Taney County, we are asking for you to declare a library district. And you have all of that information. You have, I think, the opening letter. You have, and I have for the media, a copy of the support documents that explain all of that. And we have been working very fortunately with consulting from Annie Bush, who is the former director of the Springfield Green County Library. And we kind of use that library in terms of its services, which are phenomenal, as a model for what we would kind of hope to begin to achieve for Taney County. The other consultant has been Barbara Redding from the State Library. And so both of those people, and then Gail Meyer, who represents another constituency of the local county, has been very much involved in this whole process. So we feel that we have, you know, a great deal of county support, and we simply are asking for a declaration for a county library. What happens, and there's a page in there that talks about the process. What we're asking, hopefully, today is that you simply make that declaration, and then you have 60 days from that time to appoint a 5-person library district board. And I've given you copies of resumes for 14 people and contact numbers for all of those people from which to choose. Or certainly, you know, that's not a totally exclusionary kind of list. And if there were other people, you know, you might consider other names in addition to that. But you have 60 days then to identify a library district board. And then it becomes the function of the library district board to work toward a tax referendum, hopefully a successful tax referendum, and then to work on beyond that for the administration of a county library. Do you have questions or any comments from anybody else from the audience that would like to add any other information?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Is your establishment of the Taney County Library, is that a central location with the other libraries that are in existence being satellite type, used as satellite type offices?
I wish I could answer that question. You know, right now we have the physical facilities of the Taney Hills Library, we have the physical facilities of the Forsyth Library, and then the physical facilities of the Rockaway Beach Library. So those become assets. Down the road, they may or may not still be a part of a strategic plan for library services for Taney County. I think that's where the planning, it's entirely possible that we build a county library building somewhere strategically located, use the existing libraries as satellites. Those are details that have not yet, we haven't even gone there yet. In terms of what the project would actually look like at the end of the project.
Right. And as you know, Sarah, that the commission will be asked a lot of questions mm-hmm. after a vote on this mm-hmm. Issue and would probably, I guess with the establishment of a board, they would be the ones that would give us the answers. I know the Historical Society, when mm-hmm. they had a presentation with their property out here in Forsyth, mm-hmm. had talked about a actually the basement area, that facility mm-hmm. being a library. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know whether they would be a main feature of this same thing, or if you have your particular, I see Rockaway's represented, mm-hmm. the city of Branson and others. I didn't know whether they would be considered satellites off of a new facility with new updated equipment and all those things, or if they would be individually receiving public assistance individually. So
no,
I didn't know what that
no, was. It would, the existing libraries would cooperate as a district. And I wish I had the answers. I wish I had the crystal ball to answer what those facilities in the future may in fact serve as and look like. If you go to the support material, there is a page that talks about assets and relationships. And the one major change in this particular document, which was done in April prior to the Forsyth, what was it? It was a referendum for, I think, a bond issue for the FEMA shelter. And, of course, it was defeated. And so that's a major change. That would have been wonderful had that been passed, because they had made a commitment to the Forsyth Library that that would be new facilities on the top floor of that FEMA building. But, of course, that's ancient history now, and I don't know whether the city of Forsyth has Plan B or not.
I have a few comments, if it's all right. Commissioner?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to applaud you guys. I think this community is long overdue for a community library. I think it helps with the overall steps as our county continues to grow up and get larger and address the needs that are out there of education and information. So I applaud you. I know a lot of people go to Springfield because that's the closest resource, and so I'm very excited for that. Obviously, the biggest thing that people need to understand with the formation of a library district, we'll have to fund it somehow, and that's going to be through a tax. And so the timing is you have 5 years to pass a tax, otherwise the library district then dissolves if a tax is not passed. So my question, and assumptions here, and help me out with this, Sarah, is we have 60 days. If today is successful to form a district, we have 60 days as a commission to select a five-member board. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, the five-member board will then come back with an operational type budget so we know what the amount of the levy is going to be to operate. I know you gave some examples in here. There's the wording of the statute is a little bit gray because it says in one statute it says you're supposed to form a district and announce the levy at the same time. Another statute right. says form the library district first. So what's the time frame in your discussions before we would have a budget after we form the board?
If you form the board...
The board's formed, is it 6 months?
I think probably all the time that I've been working on this project, I've been thinking that it would be time to do sufficient planning and educating of the people, educating of the voters, to go for probably either a March or April tax referendum in 2012. So we don't want to rush this. We do not want to fail. So we really want to have all of the answers in terms of what is involved in the total complex process.
We'd have to see, from an election cycle, it has to be a countywide election, otherwise it'll have to be, so it may be August. It very well could be an August election. I'm not sure if in April there is a countywide, I'd have to look and see what's on.
April would work.
April would work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we would like you all to help pay for that election, because, again, this is a group that is coming with no resources whatsoever. So we have a period of time up to the time that we get a tax referendum passed that we will be operating probably with support funds from the existing libraries. So I think that's going to provide, and then we may have to do some fundraising and find perhaps grants or whatever to do the publicity, to do the education, to get the levy passed. Once we get the levy passed, I understand that we can take out a loan on the anticipated revenue from the tax levy. So that would give us the operational monies to hire professional staff and then begin to move forward on the actual implementation of a public library.
Okay.
Gail.
If I can, you guys have asked some really good questions, and you're kind of ahead of the game. You know, what we want to do today is just get the district established. But process-wise, you know, there's many things that come to you all that haven't done their homework. This is not one of those, and I'm really proud of them. All we did was set up the atmosphere so that they could facilitate the discussion over a long period of time, gather the information, and understand the issue. So they're way down the road. Here's what I would tell you in general. Technology is a game changer for libraries, and it also ends up costing money. And libraries today are a center of innovation and transformation, not just books. And if we're going to, we should never have to apologize for being Taney County. We should try to do the very best for our citizens. And one way of doing that is to make sure that we have a county library system. Now, one thing we have not mentioned, we have been in discussions with Dr. Higdon from OTC. We have an email from Dr. Higdon that says he would love to be able to somehow outsource the library system in the new OTC building. So that's a possibility. Today, all we want to do is set up the possibility that we can have this discussion. Obviously, the voters have to vote on it, and they're the ones who are going to tell us whether it's a good thing or not. And so we have to do our very best with the plan. What the process we've set up, though, is that once you identify the five folks, we have a group of people who will come in who have volunteered, and they will facilitate those folks. They're not going to make any decisions, but they will help facilitate the organization of those folks so that they can prioritize what needs to happen and then come back. So Jim, your question about timing is a really good one, and what I would tell you is it's when we're ready. But we got to be ready because, you know, you don't get very many opportunities
right. To
do this. So I, to the credit of Sarah and the rest of that library committee, they've done this in a very professional, intelligent manner. As you can imagine, there is some work that goes along with getting three groups to cooperate with each other. They've worked through that. They've had their meetings. Overwhelmingly, all of the folks have said this makes sense to them, and they want to be able to explore the possibility of a countywide library system because it's good for the people. We feel like we're behind the curve, and we need the Center of Innovation and Transformation.
Are there other comments? Donna?
I heard you're speaking about the election process for this. An April election would, of course, cost the county funds, but if we were to put it on a November election, the county is already paying for a November election. August could also be used, but there are splits, ballot splits, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian. But if you were to put it on in a November election, the cost to the citizens to put this race on would be very minimal. So that would just be a suggestion.
And if it were in April, there would be a proportionate share that the county would have to divide along with cities, schools, and other political subdivisions?
That is very true, and the county would carry the bulk of that cost.
Mayor?
Good morning, gentlemen. Rayanne Presley, Mayor Branson. Simply want to add my support to this effort. As you will see, we have Garrett Anderson listed as one of your potential choices as a member for the library board. The city has provided Garrett to this initiative because we do believe when we talk about economic development and we talk about growing our county, this is just one aspect that businesses expect. And I think that, you know, as I see, these people have moved to our county, they're rather startled that we don't have a countywide library system. I understand as leaders this is a difficult choice because it's wrapped around, of course, the discussion of money and tax dollars, and these are difficult times in our community. But your choice is to simply provide the opportunity for our voters to consider it in the future. And I think that this group, which I've been amazed at the amount of time and effort that they have put in, and they're all volunteers. They're not getting paid. They're doing it because they truly believe it. Your choice really is to provide the opportunity, and then we'll go forward and have a discussion with our voters about what they want, I think that's one of the things that we've yet to do, is really to get out to all of these communities and say, what do you need? What do you want? As a business person, what do you need? As a mother, what do you need for your child? All of those discussions will be ongoing. And then sometime when the time is right and we all agree and we go forward to ask voters to consider spending their dollars on this initiative, then that will be the time and we'll all be prepared for it. But I hope that you will consider this, and I hope that you will support this effort. As Gail, I think, said, it's a wonderful thing to see all the groups working together towards something that could be such a positive thing for the growth of our county. Thank you.
Thank you. Others, any more comments? Sarah?
I just want to go back, because we have had discussions with you gentlemen, and I think, Commissioner Hausman, that it was you who suggested that a county library system would be a wonderful vehicle for county information being delivered to the people of the county. And I think that's one of the strongest arguments, so that it could be a delivery system for information that would be easily accessible to the citizens on behalf of Taney County.
Well, absolutely. There are a number of people within the county, obviously, now that have no services at all, unless they visit one of the locations, and for some, that's a long, long drive, and to think that we might have a county library system that will bring us into this century just tickles me to death. But I have questions. First, if in any of your discussions, when the district is formed, it states that in the event a district is so established, the county commission shall propose an annual rate of taxation within the limitations prescribed by sections 182.010. Is that something that you feel needs to be done at the time that the district is established, or is that something statutorily that can be done at a later time? I want to make sure that when we do this, we do it correctly. Mm-hmm. And I've got a couple of questions like that legally that I think need to be asked. I would not be opposed to making a motion or being receptive of motion with the caveat pending
legal review,
but I want to make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row so that what we do is proper.
And I can't answer that question, and I think legal review of the statutes would be well to take that into consideration.
I mean, they put the word shall somewhere where I don't think they should have put a shall. They should have put a may, and because it's shall, we've learned over the years that's something we have to pay attention to. I'm going to go ahead and move that we declare that there shall be established a Taney County Library District according to the provisions of RSMO 182.016.
015.
015, I'm sorry, it was a typo. Sorry, I read that and I should have changed it. 015, with the caveat of statutorily making sure that legal, we don't have to establish a levy at the same time.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish a countywide library district in accordance with Chapter 182.015 and other pertinent statutes. And seconded, I believe I said that. Any discussion, gentlemen?
No.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Sarah, let me compliment you and Jim and the groups and individuals that have been involved in this. I know it's been a long process. I believe personally that it's way overdue, and I really look forward to working with you all in the future to see that this actually comes to fruition. I'm very, very excited about it. So I just commend you all for your effort and the work that's gone into this.
The next step for you, and thank you for doing what you have just done. So that's pretty awesome. But it is for you to review the candidates, the people who have said that they would be willing to serve on that. And you've got a 60-day timeline, but if you could give that some due consideration, I would appreciate that. And when you make that decision, if you would come back to me with that information, that would help.
We'll establish a work session in the near future to discuss just that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you all that were here for that. Go ahead, Donna.
Normally when a political subdivision is formed, it's formed with a levy. And I have not studied these statutes at all, but something that was, that you, as you were discussing it, is concerning me now, because if I understand, we have just created a library district.
Yes.
They're a separate political subdivision. Then if they put a levy on the ballot, will they be paying for it? Because they are now a separate political subdivision.
All that will be addressed by council?
Yeah, because normally when a political subdivision is formed, they also are formed with a levy, so that they have a funding mechanism to pay for their elections. So I just thought that was a concern that I should bring up.
I'm not sure, but if we go back and take a look at those sections, there are two ways to form a county library district. One is by petition of the people. The other is the county commission without a petition of the people. And I'll go back and review those, but I think that it can fall upon the county, but I'll check it.
Okay.
Do we want to break or?
No, I would like to call on Mr. Katrin. We have the, if you all, or did you want to speak with these people for a few minutes?
He has to set up, I think he's setting
he's
up.
He's setting up a presentation.
If that's the case, I would move us into recess for 5 minutes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It wasn't.